Sunday the 6th is the third and final day of Pope Benedict's visit to Cyprus, and its highlight is an open-air Mass being celebrated at Nicosia's sports stadium. The Mass will be attended by bishops and clergy from throughout the Middle East, and during it the Pope will present the Instrumentum Laboris, or working document, for the Synod of Bishops for the Middle East, which is scheduled to take place in the Vatican this October. Following the Mass, the Pope will lunch with the bishops from the Middle East and the Orthodox Cypriot leader, Archbishop Chrysostomus II. In the afternoon, the Pope's final engagement before flying back to Rome will be a visit to the Maronite Cathedral of Our Lady of Graces in Nicosia. But let's find out more about this upcoming Synod of Bishops for the Middle East and what is likely to be contained in the working document that is being presented at this Sunday Mass. Among those travelling to Cyprus with the Pope, and who also will be taking part in the Synod, was Cardinal John Foley. The American Cardinal is Grand Master of the Knights of the Holy Sepulchre, an equestrian order that provides support and aid to the Catholic Church and Catholic communities in the Holy Land, particularly as a way to stem the ongoing emigration of Christian families from the region. My colleague Chris Altieri caught up with Cardinal Foley just before he left for Cyprus, and began by asking him more about the likely themes of the Synod's working document.
I'm looking forward to what this document will say. The previous document in preparation for the Synod was very rich, very good, and I hope that this visit and the Synod of Bishops will focus more attention on the Church in the Middle East, the sufferings it is enduring, the difficulties that it faces, but the wonderful and rich tradition which it has, because there we have all of the people who are the descendants of those first followers of Jesus. And what a pity it would be to abandon them or to see them expelled or oppressed from or within the countries where they live. So I hope that this will be a rebirth of Christianity in the land of the Lord.
And the situation is dire. I mean, I was looking at this and have been for years now, that in 1910, the population of the areas under the custody and under the patriarch, somewhere between, you know, depending on exactly where you were, between 15 and 30% Christian. That's simply not the case anymore.
Not necessarily because of the departure of Christians, although many Christians have departed, but of an influx of new population, especially the Jews into Israel, of course. That was an enormous influx, and the increase of the population of Muslims. So while the number of Christians, while it hasn't remained exactly the same as it did, it has diminished somewhat, their percentage has diminished even more. So I guess now in the area of the Latin Patriarchate of Jerusalem, you'd be down to about 2%.
Earlier you mentioned education. A lot of the missionary work is being done for the Christians, but are the Christian populations there still contributing, punching above their weight, as it were, in the way that very often Christian minorities do in various places around the world?
Of course, before, because of the force of Christian education in those areas, you had the presence of Christians in government, in commerce, at a very important level. Now, even though the Christians are very highly educated, well educated, they don't have the opportunities they once had in Israel, and they don't have the opportunities they once had in the Palestinian area. And while they're respected in Jordan, they don't have the opportunities they might have there. So many decide to leave for lack of opportunity, and they're enabled to leave because of the excellent education they've had, so they don't have as much difficulty in getting access to other countries. So, for example, you have a very large Palestinian community in Chile. You have a very large Palestinian community in Detroit, Michigan. And you have a large Palestinian community in Australia. So the temptation is for those in the area of the Holy Land to leave to seek better opportunities elsewhere, since those opportunities don't seem to exist for them in the Holy Land itself.
That was Cardinal John Foley, Grand Master of the Knights of the Holy Sepulchre, talking to Chris Altieri.